Let me ask you, if Jesus came back, say, tomorrow afternoon, and took a look at how you're living your life, what exactly would he find? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. The easiest thing for an employee to do is to slacken off when they think that no one's watching. You know, the boss isn't around, maybe she's gone on a trip this week, and so, hey, let's take our foot off the pedal. I mean, there's no sense in killing yourself after all. Who's going to notice? And isn't it easy for us to live out our faith in Jesus that way too? Who's going to notice? Jesus once said this, Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 40. Be ready. Be fully dressed and have your lights shining. Be like servants who are waiting for their master to come home from a wedding party. The master comes and knocks, and the servants immediately open the door for him. When their master sees that they're ready and waiting for him, it'll be a great day for those servants. I can tell you without a doubt, the master will get himself ready to serve a meal and tell the servants to sit down. Then he will serve them. Those servants might have to wait until midnight or later for their master, but they will be glad they did when he comes in and finds them still waiting. Remember this, if the owner of the house knew what time a thief was coming, he would not allow the thief to enter his house. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at a time when you don't expect him. So, are you right now living your life in a way that tells Jesus that you're ready or not? That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's so easy, isn't it, to allow our lives to drift off course, to lose sight of where we want to end up. That's why being a man or a woman of God's word is so incredibly important. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.